Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's go to Mike Priest first in traffic. Mike, what do you got for us here today?
All right, John. Well, I don't know if this crossed your socials on New Year's Eve, but there was a post that I saw New Year's Eve morning that said, you know, it was one of these engagement type posts where it said, post your favorite videos. Now that we've gotten the news that MTV is shutting down all of its music channels as of tonight.
I did see something similar. Like it was a couple of weeks ago. They said, RIP MTV. Is it done?
So that's the thing is that, okay, like everyone was sharing their favorite videos. And then about a half hour later, post comes across my feed saying, by the way, this isn't true at all. So I thought, oh, okay, so someone's just, you know, engagement farming, trying to get clicks and likes and that, big deal, and whatever, to enjoy the videos, thanks for the ride. And then the engagement farming news cycle apparently took over.
Okay.
Because if you do a search, you're going to see tons of outlets talking about, is MTV dead? Is it what MTV channels are going away? One of the headlines is, after 44 years, MTV is officially dead. And like one of the examples, this is People Magazine saying, is MTV shutting down? Everything to know about the channels going off the air. And it talks about it and talks about it. And you have to get about like 8 or 9 paragraphs into the story. And then it says, MTV Music, MTV 80s, 90s, and it all went off the air in various countries on December 31st. The United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Germany, Austria, Poland, Hungary, Australia, and Brazil were impacted. So you have to get like 2/3 of the way through the story about MTV taking its music channels on the air to find out, oh yeah, they didn't take any music channels off the air in the United States. And I checked this afternoon because I'm old. I still have cable. Does anyone else still have cable?
Yeah, anyone? I do. Please, I do. I'm not a full cord cutter yet. So I still get my MTV.
You still get your MTV. MTV Live, which is like current and recent music videos. Yes, there is still a station for those. That is on 209 if you have a Comcast Xfinity. Okay. And MTV Classic for the videos you and I want to see, John. That is channel 473.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, It kind of took me aback a little that suddenly all these stories after this thing had already been debunked just ran it anyway. And like some actual like legitimate outlets, not just, you know, the engagement bait, click farming, click on this and suddenly you've got 15 pages of ads and your laptop stops working, those kind of sites. Uh-huh. But like legitimate sites were running. I'm like, if you are a legitimate news site and you're running a story like this that is not true, and you go 2/3 of the way through the story and say, oh, by the way, the thing we told you in the headline isn't actually the thing, what happens the next time that person who read that sees an actual news story on your site?
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, I'm glad you got to the bottom of that, Mike Priest, for all the rest of us in the world. Thank you,
my friend.
We got our MTV. Mr. Kessler, what do you got for us?
My story is also somewhat connected with MTV.
Ooh, okay.
We'll be releasing a new song every month on the full moon for this year.
Whoa.
So he'll have 12 new songs by the end of the year.
And is that like all part of a 12 song album?
It'll be an album. And like he did with his last album, which was, I think 3 years ago, he provided 2 different mixes. And so you got all these different versions of his songs. And for him to go just 3 years between an album is huge, because his last album of new music was 2023. Before that, it was 2002. And before that, it was 1992. So he takes a while.
Oh, man.
So
you're going to know the full moon cycle this year.
I'm going to know it. I was so thrilled to find this out because I saw him live in 2023. And it was one of the best concerts I'd ever seen, topped only by the last time I'd seen him in 2002. And he's one of those artists, you see him again, you're like, I forgot how just how great he is. And how wonderful he is in concert.
That's
I'm
awesome.
So thrilled. So
he's lucky that it's not it must not be a year with 13 full moons, because that happens every couple years.
He could. I mean, he's going to do a song for every full moon. I'm sure he's got it mapped out.
Yeah.
God, so this is just thrilling.
In Your Eyes.
Yeah. When
Salisbury
he did that.
Hill.
he did those two in particular, the place I saw him up in Milwaukee in September of 23, and the whole stadium went crazy.
There will be 13 full moons in 2026.
Oh, good.
There you go.
13 Peter Gabriel songs.
Jack Heinrich, what do you got for us, buddy? Wrap it on up for us.
I'm going to take a big pivot here and go to Christian McCaffrey's old college paper resurfacing on social media.
What's this?
Christian McCaffrey plays for the 49ers.
Oh, right.
He went to Stanford, and one of his papers, I guess, got leaked, and it's about Area 51.
A homework assignment.
Yeah, they said the essay sprinkled with loose grammar. He doesn't know there and there, which, I mean, to be honest, it took me a while to get there, too. But he also said, as one could imagine, a nuclear weapon could have definite effects on its surroundings. That was part of his findings. So this is just another one of those players, college, work going viral. And somebody at the end here says, thanks to ChatGPT, we'll never have another hilariously awful written essay by a college football player and end of an era. So
I think it's kind of mean. Everyone writes a bad essay.
I think it is, too. As someone who does struggle with typing, I'm with you, Christian. I've had those mistakes, too. So
yes, the trend is that people are leaking homework assignments from football players.
I do like the one email to bring it back to hockey here with Alex Vlasic. He was at Boston University. He's in a group project, and he just emails the group project, "Hey, I'm going pro in hockey. I can't contribute to this project."
Wait, really?
Yeah, you never seen that?
I've never seen that.
I'll have to send it to you. And then the one of the emails is like, "Best of luck, Alex."
That's awesome. Thanks, Jack. Okay, that was Everyone's Got a Story. We got to wrap things up now. We're gonna have news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.